Let's begin this program by all getting on the same page about terminology and what we're talking about in terms of the secret life of a song. And let's start that discussion by talking a little bit about song structure. When I talk about song structure, I'm talking about the various parts of a song, how they unfold as you go through the song from start to finish, and how they relate to one another. I think the best way to do this is to talk through a typical song structure. You will find that many songs you play will follow this exact structure, and many songs you play will follow some variation of this structure. So starting right at the top, most songs will have some sort of an intro, and generally the intro is instrumental. It may be a little riff that repeats over and over, or it may be a longer musical phrase, and in general, it will serve to introduce some sort of a melodic or riff idea that you will hear again throughout the song, either played by that same instrument or played by different instruments later on in the song. So right off the top, we have the intro. Then it usually goes into a verse. Lyrically speaking, this first verse will often introduce the idea of the song, not the main idea, not the overarching idea, but will begin to tell the story of what this song is about. In terms of the energy of the verse, this first verse is generally a little bit lower energy than we'll find later on in the song, because you want the energy of the song to build gradually throughout the song itself. So the very first verse is basically your introductory paragraph to what this song is all about. In terms of the instrumentation in the verse, what instruments are being played and what they're playing, that too generally has kind of an introductory feel to it, in the sense that it's not everybody playing all their stuff at once, but we're saving up some goodies for later on in the song. Again, the first verse just kind of laying the foundation for where we're getting started with this song that's about to unfold. As the first verse comes to an end, there's frequently a short musical interlude at that point, and you may hear in this interlude a repeat or some kind of an echo of whatever musical idea was introduced in the intro of the song. So up to this point, we've had an intro, a single verse, and a short musical interlude, and then we'll go into it frequently into another verse. Lyrically, the second verse will go on to tell more of the story of the song. And instrumentally, the second verse will commonly be very similar to the first verse, though it may have slightly more going on, slightly more energy or slightly more instrumentation going on as the overall arc of the song continues to grow and build towards the chorus. As we get through that second verse and into the chorus, the energy of the song at this point is likely to take quite a jump. Lyrically, the chorus is stating the main idea of the song. If you remembered nothing else about this song after one or two listens, you'd remember the chorus. The chorus is everything we've been building up until this point. It's time for a payoff, so the energy gets big and the message gets simple and to the point. After the chorus, there's likely to be another little musical interlude. It may be similar to the intro or the interlude that was between the first two verses in the song. Musically, melodically, it will probably have some very strong echoes, if not direct repeats from those sections. But also listen for differences in terms of maybe extra instrumentation or higher levels of energy, because we've just come off that chorus and frequently we want to keep the energy high at that point. At this point, following that first chorus and a little interlude, we're likely to go into a third verse. And this verse is likely to be rather similar to the second verse in energy and instrumentation, just as a way of establishing pattern. Pattern is really important in good songs. And so if we keep some elements the same and or repetitive and or echoing of each other, we're establishing pattern and expectation within the song. So we're on this third verse right after the first chorus, and we're expecting it to be pretty similar to things we've heard before in the first and second verses. The next likely thing to happen is another chorus. And this chorus may be very much the same as the first chorus, or it may be a little bit bigger in energy and in instrumentation. The fact that it is likely to be so similar to the first chorus is again establishing pattern. Now we've heard the chorus twice, and we're beginning to get an expectation of how those choruses are going to go every time we hear them. The most delicious thing about establishing pattern is breaking the pattern. This serves to wake up the listener just when they thought they knew exactly what was going to happen next. And that will frequently happen right here at this point in the song. We're about 2/3 of the way through a typical song. We've had an intro, two verses, a chorus, another verse, and another chorus. We're about two-thirds of the way through, and just when you thought, oh, well, it must be time for another verse, we go someplace completely different into a bridge. Now, a bridge happens only once during the song, most likely, and will also be quite a departure from what we've already heard so far. If it's a bridge with lyrics, it's likely that the lyrical perspective itself will change during the bridge, that the chords will change, and even the rhythm may change. Also, the instrumentation may change there. Even if it's not a lyrical bridge, this may be the place in the song for an instrumental break or a solo. Again, something very different from what we've heard already in the song. As the bridge comes to a close, we're ready to go into the home stretch of the song. And frequently what will happen right here is a chorus or even a double chorus. Remember that the chorus is the higher energy part of the song and the main point of the song lyrically. Going into a chorus or even a double chorus at this late juncture in the song ensures that we'll end the song with a bang and we'll end the song with the main point left on your mind. In terms of what the instruments are playing at this point in the song, it's likely to get real energetic and it's likely to have many, if not all, of the instruments available all playing in this section. And at this point, we're ready to end the song. And this section of the song is called the outro, the opposite of the intro. The outro could go a variety of ways, but every song has to end sometime. So perhaps it is a long, slow fade out. Or perhaps all the instruments play and end together with a big bang. Or maybe there's an orchestrated and intentional return to the idea that was introduced way back at the beginning of the song in the intro. So there we have it, the quick anatomy of a basic song structure. Keep in mind that each of these sections, the intro, the verses, the interludes, the chorus, the bridge, and the outro, all have their own distinct personalities and energies, and all work together to create the totality of the song. If you're learning to play this song, you want to ask yourself about each of those sections and what your role should be, how loud you should play, how you should interact with the other instruments that are playing, how you should interact with whether or not there are vocals and lyrics at that time, what the tone and energy of your instrument should be in each of those sections. Now, just to avoid any confusion when we actually get into listening to songs, there is one kind of verse structure that we didn't discuss in this theoretical model of a song, and that's a verse that leads into a pre-chorus. A pre-chorus is kind of like the second section of a verse. Energetically, a pre-chorus will generally hit kind of a halfway point between the lower energy of the verse and the higher energy of the chorus towards which you're headed. The pre-chorus serves to kind of bridge that gap and ramp up the energy as you're getting ready to launch into the chorus. We'll hear clear examples of all these song structure elements in this program when we're listening to the actual songs. And now for a little bit of listening homework for you. When you're listening to songs on your MP3 player or on the radio, ask yourself if you can hear these structural elements. Do you hear an intro? Do you hear verses? A pre-chorus? Chorus? Where's the bridge and what are they doing with it? How are they making the bridge be different from every other part of the song? How does the song come to an end? And what is the overall arc of the energy of the song from start to finish? As you develop your ear for identifying these parts of the song and how they interact, you'll also be growing your skills as an instrumentalist as you do your part to participate in the secret life of a song.